请大家同心默祷。
Let's pray in silence.
Amen. 奉主耶稣名开始我们今天安息日早上的聚会。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we commence our Saturday morning service.
我们来唱诗472首。
Sing hymn 472.
感谢主耶稣的恩典，让我们大家能够来这里守安息圣日。
Thank Lord Jesus for His grace that we are able to keep the Sabbath here.
那今天早上要跟大家一起来学习、来分享的是有福之福，谈五福临门。
This morning we'd like to talk about the subject, the blessings of Asher, five blessings in the family.
那么在这次我们最近的福音茶会。陈道在讲的信息里面有谈到这个福的这个问题。
Recently in the morning services, we've talked about blessings.
那么我们中国人也对这个福，追求这个福气也是相当的看重。
For the Chinese culture, they really emphasize on the pursuit of blessings.
其实世界上各个民族都一样，大家都努力的在追求这个福气。
But in fact, this is also true for any kind of races.
所以中国人尤其在过年的时候，喜欢把那个福字把它颠倒的写在红纸上面，然后贴在这个门的上面。
The Chinese culture, they like to, during New Year, they would take the character, fortune and reverse it.
然后人家就说啊，你。你福颠倒了，福倒了，福倒了，对，福到了。
So when it's reversed, when you pronounce it, it sounds like the blessing has arrived.
那么中国字的福字，一边是用手，那个是祭祀去拜拜去拜神的，然后呢一口甜，所以有一口甜就是有福气的人。
The Chinese character, fortune consists of worship of God and also owning.A plot of land. So if you worship God and you also own a plot of land, then you're considered fortunate.
那我们就从中国人的这个五福，现在从这个角度来谈，然后再进入到我们今天的主题。
And so we would like to delve into the subject from the five blessings in the Chinese culture.
在中国古代有一本书叫做《诗经》。
There is a ancient Chinese book called
诗经。诗经里面有一个洪范篇，里面有讲到五种福气。
And in this book, it discusses five types of blessings.
第一个种福气叫做寿，福寿长寿寿。
First one is talking about having a long life.
这个长寿的意思就是健康的意思。
Meaning that you're very healthy.
第二种的福气呢是富，是有钱。
Second is to be wealthy.
第三种的福气呢叫做康宁，康宁就是心里很安宁。
Thirdly is to be very peaceful at heart.
第四种福气呢？叫做修好德。
And the fourth type is to have a good virtues.
就是说每一个人在自己的德性上呢，能够使别人得到的益处。
It means that when you have good character, you can bring benefit to others around you.
那第五种的福气叫做考中命，就是说能够最好能够五代同堂。
And the fifth type is so that all five generations can live under one roof.
这个是中国古代的人在追求那种的五种的福气。
These are the five types of blessings the ancient Chinese culture pursued.
但是这五种福气现在转到我们现代人在讲这种五种福气是有哪五种福气。
So let's try to transpose that into modern terms.
那么五种福气他们就给它称作五子登科。五子登科。
So this type of five blessings, people commonly hold as five sons.
第一个儿子。
First is the having children.
第二个是妻子。
Second wife.
第三个呢是金子，黄金的金子。
Third gold.
第四呢是车子。
Fourth automobile.
第五个呢是房子。
Fifthly house.
他认为说只要有这五种五子，这五子得到的话，那个是有福气的。
So nowadays, people consider if you possess all these five elements, then you're very blessed.
有一次我在报纸上看到，新加坡也有五子，也有五子登科啊，他们也有五子啊，五种福气。
Once I read in a Singapore newspaper that they also have their own version of five blessings.
那新加坡的讲的五子是哪五子？哪种五种福气
？Which five?
第一个，一个妻子
，one wife，
两个儿子，两个孩子
，two children，
三个房间的房子。
And three bedroom unit house.
四个轮子的车子。
and four-wheel cars.
5个数字的储蓄
and 5-digit saving.
这个是新加坡人的他们所讲的五种福气。
And so these are the five blessings in Singapore terms.
后来我来到美国以后，看到我们 那个新移民的老一辈的人，来到美国住了以后呢，他们又发现到他们有五子，他们有五种讲话。
When I came to America, I also noticed that the people who moved here also have their version of five blessings.
来到美国虽然是很好，
even though it's great to be in this country,
要离开他们的故乡的时候，好多人给他祝福。
And when they depart from their home country, a lot of people gave them their blessings.
但是他来到这里一住下来的时候，他感觉到有很多不方便的地方。
But when they immigrate to this country, they discover many things to be inconvenient.
因此呢，在老一辈的这些新移民里面，他们都有讲到五子。
And so for these older immigrants, they also speak of five blessings.
哪五子呢？
Which ones?
第一个瞎子，眼睛浅明，瞎子。
One is to be blind in your eye.
第二个是聋子，耳朵听不到。
Second, deaf in your ear.
第三个是哑子，哑巴。
And third is to be mute.
第四个是瘸子。
瘸子脚不能行走的 crippled, you can walk.
第五个是傻子
fifthly, a fool.
为什么他们讲这五子好悲哀啊？
How come they speak of these five, five elements?
为什么叫瞎子？
Why are they called blind?
来到美国 英文看不懂。
So when you come to this country, you don't read the language.
好像瞎子一样。
And it's as if you're blind.
那英文听不懂, 好像聋子一样。
And you can understand the language, so you're like deaf.
要跟人家讲英文不会讲, 好像哑巴一样。
You can't speak the language, you're like a mute.
在美国没卡的没卡, 没有车子就没有脚, 好像瘸子一样。
And you can't drive in this country, so you're without legs.
整天在家里面守着这个房子, 好像是傻子一样。
And the whole day long, you just spend your whole life cooped up in the house, like a fool.
以上所讲的这三种, 可以了解到一些属世的人, 他们在这个世上对这种福气他们的认知跟看法。
And from these we understand that the various type of people and their understanding of blessings.
那我们今天我们从圣经里面来学习来去寻找有一次在看圣经照我们读经经都在看的时候突然间发现到圣经里面也有在提到这五子五福临门的事情。
Once when I was reading the scripture I also came across the five blessings mentioned in the scripture.
我将中文的名字定为就是有福之福。
And so these are the blessings of Asher.
但是英文之翻译是亚瑟之福。
The blessings of Asher.
为什么? 亚瑟这个名字, 它的意思就是有福的意思。
The name Asher means blessed.
这个亚瑟是雅各所生的第八个孩子。
Asher was the eighth son of Jacob.
那么呢, 雅各一共娶了四个太太。
And Jacob had four wives.
娶太太娶太多, 就造成很多的困扰。
Because he had so many wives, he had lots of problems.
那么呢, 在以色列人他们的习惯, 他们的思想观里面, 假使做太太的不能生孩子, 是一个痛苦, 而且是羞耻的事情。
For the Israelites, if a wife cannot bear a child, then it's considered to be shameful.
所以他们努力在争取, 想要能够生孩子。
So they all fought very hard trying to get more children.
那么雅各后来到他的舅舅家里面去。
Later, Jacob went to his uncle's house.
雅各到他舅舅家的时候大概几岁?
How old was he when he went there?
有时候没有去想,没有去算, 我们以为他很年轻啊, 其实不年轻啊。
If you don't calculate it, you won't realize that he was actually very old.
雅各离开他家去舅舅家的时候，大概差不多70岁到71岁。
By the time he left his house for his uncle's house, he was about 70, 71 years old.
那么在70年当中，整天困在家里面。
So in this 70 years, he just cooped himself up in his home.
可能我们没有去仔细去把它推算的时候，我们不知道，哎，竟然有这么奇妙的事情。
And so when you calculate and you will discover to your amazement.
因为雅各后来到了埃及去的时候, 跟法老王请安的时候, 他说他130岁。
Because when Jacob later traveled to Egypt and he greeted Pharaoh, he said he was 110 years old.
然后我们再算, 约瑟是30岁做宰相。
And we also calculated that Joseph was prime minister when he was age 30.
然后雅各几什么时候去到埃及？
And when did Jacob go to Egypt?
好，圣经里面记载说，约瑟做宰相的时候，后来经过七年的丰年。
So, Bible recorded that after Joseph became the prime minister, he encountered 7 years of famine.
后来又经过两年的荒年。
Excuse me, 7 years of abundance and then 2 years of famine.
后来还有五年要饥荒。
And there was still yet another 5 years of famine.
后来雅各就把他们全家从迦南地就带到埃及去了。
And it was at that time that Jacob and his whole family came from Canaan to Egypt.
所以那这样算起来，约瑟的年纪是39岁。
So by that time, Joseph was 39 years old.
然后他130岁到埃及去见到法老王。
When Jacob was 130 years old, he saw the Pharaoh.
那减掉39岁。
So you minus 39.
就是91岁。
Which means 91 years old.
他又在他舅舅家做了20年。
And he was in his uncle's house for 20 years.
后来再回到迦南地到底有多少年？这个圣经没有记载，所以我抓不到，我就把他扣掉20岁。
So I just deducted 20 years from his previous age.
差不多，雅各差不多70岁，在家里面还。整天在家里面不知道做什么，70岁。
So by this calculation,
70年。
Jacob was 70 years or 71 years, being cooped up at his home. Who knows what he was doing?
好，那我们从这里面我们可以知道，就是说，这个雅各在他家里面，是享受家里的温暖到70岁的人。
And from this, we understand that Jacob was someone who enjoyed the comforts, the creature comforts of a home for 70 years.
后来他呢就娶了这个四个老婆。
Later, when he married 4 wives,
那个大老婆跟小老婆就常常在那吵架。
The older and the younger wives are often bickering.
大老婆会生孩子，小老婆不会生。
Because the older wife can give birth, whereas the younger cannot.
那小老婆呢，就是拉结呢，就把她的私女就给她老公去做妾。
The younger wife, Rachel, gave her main servant to her husband as wife.
那生了两个孩子。
And so he begot 2 children.
那利亚一看到他又不能生，他的妹妹又把他的妾，他的那个使女给他，他也把他的使女也给他的先生。
And so Leah copied likewise and gave her main servant to her husband.
后来给他先生以后，这个他的使女呢，生了第二个儿子。
And this main servant gave birth to the second son.
所以在这个创世纪33章的13节那里面说，亚瑟因为侍女，他的侍女生了这个孩子，又非常的高兴。
Genesis 13 records that when this child was born,
他很高兴。利亚很高兴。
Leah was very happy.
他说我是有福的啊，众子女都要称为我有福的。
Leah was very happy because she said that.I'm so blessed, and all the women will call me to be the most blessed.
所以就把那个孩子取名叫做亚瑟。
And this is why she named the son Asher.
那亚瑟的意思就是有福的意思。
So the name Asher means blessed.
所以有福之福啊。
That's why he is a blessing of blessing.
所以我们今天要讲的就是亚瑟的福气。
Today we will discuss about the blessings of Asher.
那我们在这个圣经在看圣经的时候呢？那个摩西跟雅各都有为他这个十二个支派来祝福。
And we read this chapter that Moses were pronouncing blessings to the 12 tribes.
当时雅各为这个亚瑟来祝福的时候呢，这记载在创世纪的49章的20节。
And Genesis 49 records how further blessings were given.
跟他祝福说，亚瑟地必出肥美的粮食。
Which records that in the land of Asher there will be abundant crops.
而且呢，是出君王的美味。
And also it will produce the finest crop for the kings.
就是说亚瑟那个地方出产的饼是有油的。
It means that the land produces oil.
而且呢，可以拿来给君王做美味的。
And plus, it's so fine that it's fit for a king.
这个是雅各为亚瑟在祝福的时候是祝福这一件事情。
So when Jacob pronounced blessings to Asher, this is what was pronounced.
我们知道这个祝福，长辈为晚辈祝福是一件很重要的事情。
We know that for the older generation to bless the younger one is considered a vital event.
那我们以后在看的时候，以后他们走的路线都是照着这个祝福的路线来走。
Because we discover later on that is how their fate unfolded.
啊，后来经过了543年以后
，later after 543 years，
那摩西再一次的来为以色列的十二个支派来祝福。
Moses once again blessed the 12 tribes of Israel.
啊，我们请看那个《生命记》33:24。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 33:24.
啊，《生命记》33:24。
Deuteronomy 33:24.
这个就是我们今天24节、25节是我们今天所要讲的这个信息。
Verse 24 and 25 will be focusing on these two verses.
24节论亚瑟说：“愿亚瑟享受多子的福乐，得他兄弟的喜悦，可以把脚沾在油中。”25节，你的门刷是铜的、铁的。你的日子如何，你的力量也如何。啊，这一段24节到25节是摩西为这个亚瑟支派所祝福的内容。
Verse 24 and 25 speaks of the blessing Moses pronounced on Asher.
后来我在仔细在看这一段的时候，发现了，在这个祝福对亚瑟的祝福支派里面也有五种福气啊。
As I counted, in detail, that I discovered there are also 5 blessings.
啊，当时他们对亚瑟支派的祝福，一般的来讲是倾向在属于物质界的事情。
The blessings pronounced at the time were focused mostly on the physical world.
啊，我们今天也就是成为属灵的以色列人。
Today we have become the spiritual Israelites.
啊，所以我们今天也要从这一段里面，我们来去学习。从属灵的角度来看，我们怎么样去得到这种属灵的五福临门
？So we have to study from a spiritual perspective how we can obtain these 5 spiritual blessings.
那么在这里面，刚才我们念的这24节、25节里面，一共讲的五种福气。
There are 5 blessings mentioned in verse 24-25.
第一个福气
，first one.
啊，第一个福气里面是说他享受多子的福气。
That he will, he has many sons.
啊，那个这一个有另外的翻译是说，他的得到的福气胜过他们的兄弟。
And another interpretation is that his blessings would be more than his brothers.
这是第一个福气。
First blessing.
第二个福气是他得到弟兄们的喜悦。
And secondly, he would be favored by his brothers.
就是说亚瑟这个支派呢，得到其他支派都很疼爱他，都很喜爱他。
Meaning that other people really favor him.
这是第二个福气。
Second.
第三个福气
The third blessing,
可以把脚沾在油中。
That he can bathe his feet in oil.
这是他的第三个福气。
Third blessing.
啊，第四个福气
Fourth blessing.
啊，你的门窗是用铜的，是铁的。
The bolts of his gate will be iron and bronze.
这是第四个福气。
Fourth blessing.
第五个福气。
Fifth blessing.
你的日子如何，你的力量也如何。
As your strength and your strength will equal your days.
原来在这里面，当时摩西对亚瑟支派的祝福了这种五种的福气。
And so Moses pronounced 5 blessings to Asher.
那我们今天就才从这个五种福气里面，我们来看我们一个属灵的人，从属灵的角度来思考这一段的时候，我们怎么样去追求这五种福气。
So now let's study how we can pursue the 5 spiritual blessings.
那么第一个福气，刚才讲到第一个福气，他说他必享有多子的福气。
Number one is that he will enjoy the blessing of many sons.
刚才我讲过这一段话，好有两种版本不同的翻译。
There are two interpretations, two versions.
它是一种的翻译，就是说他享受多子的福气。
One is that he will enjoy the blessing of many sons.
有另外一种翻译，就是说他得到的所得们的祝福呢，胜过其他的兄弟。
Another interpretation is that he will be most blessed of all sons.
那么在这里面，我们在看的时候，我们可以了解到，从和合本的角度来看，说他享受多子的福气是什么意思？
So what does it mean to have the blessing of many sons?
他的意思就是说，他得到的这个福气呢，所赐的福气呢，是从哪里呢？是从亚瑟的子孙们来的。
It means he will derive his blessing from his ascendants.
后来我今天我在查考这一段的时候，我就发现为什么说亚瑟的福气会比他的众弟兄的福气还要多，还要大。
So why is it that Asher's blessing will be more than his other brothers?
那么和本又把它翻译说，他的福气是从众多的子孙那里，从子孙那里来的。
Because one interpretation is that his blessing will derive from his descendants.
好，后来我就去查考那个民数记里面，民数记有两次数算百姓。
And study at the book of Numbers, there are two times in which they counted the census.
那个民数记在两次数算的时候，第一次数算的时候，二十岁以上可以去打仗的数算的时候是601,730个人。
The first census counted the number of people who were over 20 years and can go to battle were over 600,000.
不是，603,550人才对。第一次是603,550人。
First census taken was over 600,000 people.
等到要过约旦河之前再算了一次。
And right before they crossed the River Jordan, they counted again.
是601,730个人。
600,000, 1,000.
所以以色列人在这个旷野走了40年了以后呢，当要他进入到迦南地去算的时候呢，少了1,820个人。
And so when you compare the two census, there was missing. The number decreased by 1,800 people.
这个以色列的支派是很会生的，很生的生殖力很强的。
The Israelites people are very, they can breed very quickly.
你再想想看哦，在430年前，他从迦南地来到埃及的时候，大概70个人，有的地方是写75个人。
And just think about this: when they first moved from Canaan to Egypt, there were only 70-some people.
当摩西带领以色列百姓出埃及的时候是多少？将近200万的人。
And when Moses took his people out of Egypt, it was over 2 million people.
430年当中，可以从70几个人生繁殖到将近200万的人。
In a span of 430 years, they grew from a population of 70 to almost 2 million people.
啊，结果以色列百姓在旷野走的这个四十年，结果呢人数呢没有增加，哦，可以去打仗二十岁以上被数算的人，结果呢少了1,820个。
But when the Israelites travel in the wilderness for 20 years, the number of population for those who are over 20 years old and could go to battle did not increase, but rather decreased by 1,820 people.
后来我再仔细再看，我再去看，哎，亚瑟支派到底怎么样？
So I try to look into the status of Asher's tribe.
在这个12个支派当中，亚瑟支派的成长率哈，这增长率哈是排行是第二个，输给马拿西支派。
Of all the tribes, Asher's growth rate was counted as number two. Number one was Manasseh.
在民数记第一章的41节那里面记载，第一次被数算的时候是41,500人。
The first time census was taken was 41,500 people.
啊，第二次再数算是在民数记26章的47节那里面说，他们是有53,400人。
Second census taken was 53,400 people.
好，换一句话说，在这个四十年当中，他们的人口二十岁可以打仗的算起来增加了11,900人。
Means that over the 20 years, over the 40 years, their population increased by 11,000 people.
总体的来计算是人数是少了1,820人。
But when you count all the tribes overall, there was a decrease of 1,800 people.
啊，所以我在想，那个摩西跟亚瑟在祝福的时候，他说他要享受多子的福气。
So when we talk about Moses' blessing, he said he will enjoy the blessing of many sons.
啊，所以从这个角度来看，哦，使我们想到了一件事情。
From this perspective, it reminds us of something.
今天亚瑟支派他的福气，为什么他比众弟兄还多的福气，是从他的子孙们所得来的福气。
The reason why he was most blessed of all sons is because he had so many descendants.
啊，这个是从民数记的角度，是从人数计算的角度去思考这一段的圣经，他说为什么摩西会跟他祝福说，你的福气比众支派还要多。
So numerically speaking, he was more blessed than the other tribes.
那赫尔本就把他说，他的祝福是从他的众多的子孙来得来的。
He is very blessed because he had so many offspring.
那么从这个角度来讲，再思考到今天我们要怎么样来得五福。
So let's bring back to today. How can we obtain these five blessings?
今天我们怎么样能够从多子当中来得到福气
How are you able to derive more blessings from our children?
啊，今天来讲，很多人都不愿意生孩子，啊，或者是不愿意生很多的孩子。
And nowadays, people don't really want to have many kids.
用以我家族来做做例子来说。
Speaking from my own family,
我的祖父祖母生一打以上，十二个以上。
My grandparents, they all had over a dozen kids.
那我的父亲，我的母亲生了七个孩子，一半了。
And as for my parents, they had seven children.
啊，到了我呢，生三个。
So by my generation, it was only three children.
那等到我的孩子到底要生还是不生，我也不知道。
And I don't know how many grandchildren I will have.Whether they will give birth.
所以现在的人认为生孩子要负担，尤其在美国养孩子很贵。
Nowadays, raising a kid is a very expensive proposition.
但是呢，孩子要生才是合乎神的旨意。
But it's only according to God's will if we raise a child.
然后呢，生了孩子要有道理，那你才能够享受福气。
And only when we raise our children.In the word of God, we could be blessed.
所以从这个角度来讲，就让我们学习到想到啊哈，重点出来了。今天我们要得到这个福气的第一个福气的时候，我们要好好的注意我们家庭的宗教教育。
So when we try to get blessing for our household, we have to make sure that our children are raised properly in God's word.
我们生的孩子就要把他宗教教育，要把他信仰带好。
We gave birth to our children. We need to make sure that they are brought up in God.
那你才能够，当你年老的时候，从你的子孙们那里，你可以得到了很多很多的那种喜乐。
Only then, when you grow old, can you obtain many joy from your offsprings.
这个是一种福气。
Because this is a type of blessing.
所以我们教会也努力地从事宗教教育的工作。
And our church worked very hard at the RE education.
所以我们在座的各位为人父母的。我们要好好的将我们的儿女子孙们好好的宗教教育把它做好。
As parents, we really need to focus on the quality of our religious education for our children.
假使我们的后代是有道理，能够守住道理，你是真的是有福啊。
If our children could really hold on to the words of God, then we are truly blessed.
这一次我回到台湾去以后，我也看到有些老一辈的妈妈们在我的面前哭。
This time when I went back to Taiwan, I had the older sisters weeping before me.
她哭什么?
What was she weeping about?
哭她们的子孙不孝。
She's weeping about her unfilial offsprings.
哭她们的子孙没有道理。
That they lack the words of God.
做很多的事情让她痛心。
They've done many things that really broke her heart.
一个老了八十几岁的老人。
She was an 80-some years old sister.
照理以她的经济状况来讲是相当富裕的。
And financially speaking, she was very well off.
但是她所感觉到的不是她有钱，感觉到的是她是痛苦。
But she did not sense that she was so wealthy. Instead, she felt in great pain.
所以我们在看到这个亚瑟耶摩西跟亚瑟祝福的第一个福气，他享受多子的福气，这个是多么重要，这个是我们人生要去努力的一个方向。
And we speak of Asher's many blessings of many sons. It's one direction we have to pursue.
要好好的把我们的儿女们，我们孙子孙女把他教养。
We need to make sure our offsprings are raised properly in God's word.
使他们有道理，能够行在神的爱中。
And that they can walk in the path of God and His love.
走在主的路上。
To walk in the path of God.
当我们年老的时候。
When we are old.
我们心里没有挂念。
Then we have no worry whatsoever.
看到我们的这些子孙这么有道理，我们就喜欢，我们就喜乐。
And we see our offspring being so religious and obedient to God, we'll be very joyful.
这个在台湾话 hockey 啦，真的是福气呀。
And people will say that you're truly blessed.
所以好好的要得到这福气，好好的把我们家里的孩子们从小教教。
And if we truly want to be blessed, make sure that we raise them properly in God's word.
这是第一个福气。
First blessing.
现在讲第二个福气。
Now the second blessing.
第二个福气里面，他是谈到就是说，他得他弟兄的喜悦。
That he received favor by his brothers.
这个十二个支派，每一个支派都有每一个支派的个性。
In these 12 tribes, each tribe has their own characteristics.
有的支派好动。
Some are very combative.
有的支派那个做起事情来也是让雅各也是很伤脑筋的。
There are some tribes who are very troublesome.
但是呢，我们这个发现到这个亚瑟支派呢，他说是他亚瑟呢得到他众弟兄的喜欢。
But of the tribe of Asher, he is favored by other tribes.
啊，而亚瑟这个支派来讲，我们在看圣经里面，尤其在四世纪里面，看起来有点，坦白讲，有点不负责任了。他都不喜欢打仗。
In the book of Judges, if we look at the tribe of Asher, they are somewhat irresponsible because they don't want to join in battles.
啊，底波拉还是骂这个亚瑟支派，你这个人真是很过分，你都不来打仗。
And the judge Deborah even rebuke Asher for not willing to participate in battles.
啊，在四世纪第五章的这个十七节那里面说，亚瑟支派怎么样？是在海口静坐，在港口安居啊。
And Judges chapter 4 speak of Asher.Who just sit idly by the seashore and just minding his own business.
这个支派不喜欢跟人家计较。
Because this tribe doesn't want to bicker with others.
一个人喜欢计较，到了最后会发现到，越喜欢计较的人，人家越不喜欢他。
The more bicker a person is, the more likely other people will not like him.
但是我们发现到这个亚瑟这个支派，他是一个很安静的这个支派。
We notice the tribe of Asher is very quiet.
啊，然后他被分配的位置又分配到比较北方的地方。
And he was distributed to the northern part of the territory.
而且呢，他的那个地方又靠近海边。
And it was very close to seashore.
他所分到的土地又是很肥美。
The land he received is also very, very rich.
啊，而且呢，他又不喜欢跟人家计较。
And plus, he doesn't like to bicker with others.
那么在这里面又让我们去思考。
There's room for discussion here.
在这个诗篇133篇第一节那里面这么说。
In Psalm 133 verse 1 it says,
他中文是说，看啊，弟兄和睦同居是何等的善，何等的美。
How wonderful it is when the brothers coexist peacefully.
那么在这一段话里面是讲到说是弟兄和睦同居是何等的善，何等的美。
So how wonderful it is when the brothers are peaceful and together.
那要是从原文的角度来看，是没有和睦这两个字。说弟兄同居是何等的善，何等的美。
English it says that it's great when brothers can live together.
所以呢，在这里面就讲到什么是福气。
So we come back to the topic of what is the definition of blessing.
就是能够兄弟姐妹家人能够同居。而且呢，能够在一起生活，这是何等的善，何等的美。
Means how wonderful it is when brothers and sisters could live together as a household, a family.
但是我们在发现到人上了一百以后，什么样的人都有。
But once you have a group of more than 100 people, you'll discover there to be many types of people.
然后我们又发现到每一个人都有每一个人的个性。
And each person has his own personality.
那有些人你跟他讲话，讲到伤到他的话，他没有关系，笑一下就过去了。
Some people, if they get hurt by your words, they just smile and ignore it.
有些人你讲了一句话，不是有心的，不小心一讲了一句他不喜欢听的话，他气你气得半死。
And there are some, if you mention something unintentionally and hurt him, then he will get really upset.
所以一个团体里面，在教会里面也是一样。
So this is true in a group of people.Just like in church.
在教会里面能够同居，能够和睦，大家住在一起，大家一起共同的侍奉，一起的服侍神，这是一件很好的事情啊。
It's great when everyone could work together as in a family to serve God.
这个就是福气。
This is blessing.
所以呢，亚瑟能够得到众弟兄的喜悦。
So Asher received, he was favored by all his brothers.
这个也就是说，今天我们每一位弟兄姊妹，在这个神的这个属灵的大家庭里面。
Means that every brother and sister in the household of God.
我们要努力去学习亚瑟，能够得到众弟兄姐妹的喜爱。
We need to strive and copy Asher so that we will receive favor from all.
所以在这个方面来讲，你愿意跟人家一起住，跟人家一起同居，就大家在这属灵的团体里面，大家一起来共同来生活，来服侍主，这是一件很美的事情。
So it's spiritually, it's very wonderful when you can coexist with others and work together.
当然会碰到问题。
Of course, you encounter problems.
但是呢，在碰到问题的时候，在大家认为不很舒服状况下，你还是愿意同居，大家在一起。
Even if there's problems, and you're willing to still get along with others.
而且共同去面对这些问题，来解决这些问题。
And to work together to resolve problems.
这样子才能够享受到那种的和睦。
In this way, you can enjoy the peace and harmony.
这样子能够得到众弟兄的喜爱。
And you will be favored by others.
所以呢，千万不要说你跟他不合，好了，我不来教会了啦。
So never have this kind of attitude that because I had a run-in with the other person, so I refuse to come to church anymore.
啊，你这个你真心教会得罪我，不来你真心教会，我到别的教会去了。
Since I got really upset in True Jesus Church, so I will go to some other churches.
啊，其实这样子是不没有办法得到众弟兄姊妹的喜爱。
But if we behave in this way, we will not receive favor.
所以我们在这个要想要得到这亚瑟这种的得到众弟兄姐妹的这种喜爱。
And we need to strive to be like Asher, to be favored by his brothers.
当遭遇到一些问题的时候
，when we encounter troubles,
啊，我们要多祷告。
We have to pray more.
我们多沟通。
And we communicate.
互相的为别人来着想。
And try to be considerate of others.
总有一天能够得到解决的。
So one day that we will receive resolution.
假使我们努力从这一方面去努力的话，我们就能够得到第二个福气。
If we strive hard in this way, then we will obtain the second blessing.
所以在我们赞美诗126首里面说，以灵相通，以爱相系，那种属灵的那种的喜乐，那种的和谐，是多么美好的福气。
How wonderful it is when we live together in harmony with others.
好，我们讲第三个福气。
Third blessing.
好，第三个福气说，可以在这个24节，可以把他的脚沾在油中。
Let him bathe his feet in oil.
这里面是在描写着，祝福亚瑟。亚瑟那个地方，它比较靠北边一点，但是呢，它土地比较平，而且呢，那个地方生了长了很多的橄榄树。
And the land of Asher is flat, but it's also very rich and abundant, and it grew many olive trees.
而且我们在知道这个圣地那个地方是属于地中海型气候，是很干燥的地方。
We know the Holy Land is in the Mediterranean area. It's dry and like deserts.
就好像我们在南加州一样。
Very similar to Southern California.
以前我对于这个说是要抹油的事情，我不太懂。
In the past, I don't really know about applying lotions.
以前在台湾的时候不懂。
And I didn't understand this while when I was in Taiwan.
但你三个妻子，然后他说没有用抹身体。开始我不懂为什么这有什么抹油不抹油关什么事情。
So previously I had no clue why bother anointing oil.
后来来到美国洛杉矶加州这边来的时候才知道，住一阵子，哎，怎么搞的？脚开始在裂，开始在痛，病了。
And later on, once I moved to Southern California, and for some strange reason, my skin started to crack.
So 要用露水去擦，要去把它擦一擦，哎，就不痛了。
And to apply lotion, and you'll feel a lot better.
我才知道说，这个油的功用在哪里？我懂了。
And it dawned on me what is the function of oil.
那么在这里面讲到这个亚瑟这个支派，那个地方生产了很多的橄榄树，所以呢，也生产出很多的橄榄油。
The land of Asher had abundant olive trees and many olive oil.
而且呢，橄榄油多到什么程度？他的脚可以站在这个油上面。
There was such an abundance of olive oil that he can dip his feet in them.
所以在这个地方也可以看出，就是说亚瑟这个支派得到的祝福，他的生活是非常的富裕，很有钱。
So from this we know that physically this tribe was very blessed.
那我们今天怎么样去追求像亚瑟这么有富裕的生活？
So how can we pursue a wealthy life like Asher?
我们从属灵的角度来看这件事情的时候，
When we view this event from spiritually,
怎么样来过一个属灵的一个丰富丰盛的这种生活？
How do we live a spiritually abundant life?
就是要让油来充满。
We need to be filled with oil.
所以在新约圣经的角度来讲，它这个油是预表的圣灵。
In the New Testament perspective, oil represents Holy Spirit.
所以我们要求让圣灵来充满。
So we have to pursue for the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
我们下个礼拜开始就是我们的灵布道会了。
Next week we will have our spiritual convocation.
我们知道在灵布道会的时候，神的灵、神的恩典、神的祝福会很大的。
We know that during this event, there will be a great blessing of God.
所以我们要把握这段时间，好好的来祷告，好好的来求属灵的丰富，圣灵让大大的充满我们。
So we must seize this opportunity and pray hard for God's Spirit to fill mightily in us.
假使我们能够被圣灵充满的时候，那我们的生活，我们在属灵的生活是非常的喜乐。
If we can be filled by the Holy Spirit, then we will live a very joyful life in each day of our life.
那是不是我们的脚能够沾，连不只是我们？连让我们的脚，让我们全身能够站在圣灵的里面，在圣灵的充满里面，让我们能够得到属灵这种喜乐。
And are we able to obtain the fullness of the Holy Spirit such that we can dip our feet in oil?
这个是另外一种的福气啊。
That will be another stage of blessing.
不只是求神赐给我们在物质方面的富足。
It's not just a pursuit for a material blessing.
更重要在属灵的方面，让圣灵来充满我们，圣灵来引导我们，让我们在属灵的生活当中能够得到平安，能够得到喜乐。
But more importantly, that we pursue for the fullness of the Holy Spirit in our daily life, that we'll enjoy, we'll have joy and peace, regardless of what.
这个是他第三个福气。
The third blessing.
第四个福气。
The fourth blessing.
在25节说， 你的门窗是用铜的，是用铁的。
The bolts of your gate will be iron and bronze.
那么这一段话是讲的是什么意思？
What is this in reference to?
那么这一段有另外一种的翻译。
There's another version of interpretation.
那我们的这个和合本里面有没有那个门栓又解释用鞋？它又在小字上写这个鞋子，鞋子。和合本这个英文有没有我不知道，是鞋子，我们穿的鞋子。Okay,
another version of this instead of bolt, it's shoes.
那么它的另外一个翻译是这样子说，鞋子的底下有铁有铜。
So the other version mentions that. Underneath his feet, the soles, there will be bronze and iron.
这是表示是说，他们亚瑟这个支派在矿物方面，矿物、铜、铁，这个生产有生产的不少的不少。
It means that this tribe really has an abundance of mineral deposits like iron and bronze.
假设我们在看以前那个扫罗王的时候，当跟菲利士人在打仗的时候，以色列人跟
When King Saul was engaging the enemy initially, only himself and his son had weapon, and no one else had any.
而且要打造这个铁器，要去耕种的这个东西，要拿到腓力斯地区做才有啊。
And also to make anything that's made of iron, they had to rely on the Philistines to the ironsmith to make it for them.
那在这个地方描写说是亚瑟的鞋子的下面有铜有铁。
And this verse speaks of under the sole of Asher there will be iron bronze.
这个是另外一个版本的翻译，是从这我们从这个角度知道说，哦，他们那个地方那个矿产很丰富。
So from this we can infer that they are very abundant in minerals.
那我们再回到这个和合本再翻译说，你的门窗是用铜的，是用铁的。
The other version speaks of the bolts of your gates being iron and bronze.
有的把它翻译就是铜门铁栓，这个窗啊，那个栓啊，铜门铁栓很坚固的意思。
So having this gate made of iron and bronze means it's very secure and strong.
还有一种解释法就是说，亚瑟支派是以色列这个分配土地是最北的地方，靠近腓力斯地的地方。
And since Asher's land is the northernmost tribe. Close to the land of Philistines.
他们亚瑟的地方就好像是以色列这个十二支派的土地里面的这个门窗一样。
So in a way, they're like the door and the gate opposing other enemies.
所以他这个门窗，换一句话说，亚瑟这个地方要是坚强的话，那以色列的这边从北方来的这个侵略者的话，要打到南方来就不容易。So
if they can stand there. Secure their position, then it will prevent the enemy from invading into south.
那摩西在祝福他们的时候就说，他的门窗是什么？是用铜的，是用铁的，是很坚固的。
Moses blessed this tribe, says the bolts of your gate will be iron and bronze.
所以从这个角度，我们可以了解到，就是说亚瑟得到的祝福是什么？是很安稳。So
from this we can infer that. The blessing of Asher is something that's very secure.
然后呢，他们受到敌人来攻击的时候呢，因为有铜门铁栓，所以很安全。And
when enemy attacks, since their gates are made of iron and bronze, they are so safe and secure.
所以呢，今天我们怎么样让我们的生活在属灵的生活里面能够很安全呢？
So how can we secure our life spiritually?
我们知道我们属灵的敌人是魔鬼。We
know that our spiritual enemy is Satan himself.
魔鬼好像吼叫的狮子，遍地游行，要找我们可吞吃的人。He's
like a roaring lion prowling about ready to devour his victim.
所以呢，在这个地方里面，耶稣也接受魔鬼的这个来试探。
Bible also speaks of Lord Jesus is being tempted by the devil.
耶稣在受到魔鬼的试探的时候呢，我们从这个马太福音第四章的一节到十一节里面，耶稣都用神的话来回来抵挡魔鬼。
In Matthew chapter 4, each time Satan came to tempt Jesus, he deflected with the words of God.
那我们从这一段来思考到我们的家的门是用铜的铜门铁栓。
So from this passage, we try to consider, is our the door to our house made of iron and bronze?
我们住在我们的家里面，或者我们住在我们的国家里面，我们能够得到很安稳。
And we know that when we live in our home or in this country, you feel very safe and secure.
那你怎么安稳？
So how do we get that
sense of security? 那怎么让你的家门好像铜门铁栓一样？
How do we make our family become so secure like having the walls of iron and bronze?
原来耶稣已经留下榜样给我们。
And Lord Jesus has left a good example for us.
好好的读圣经。
We need to study the scripture well.
读神的话语。
And to read God's words.
你有读圣经的话，有读神的话，神的话就好像我们脚前的灯，好像我们路上的光。
When we read and also memorize these words, then God's word will become like a light to our path and lamp to our feet.
当我们遭受到一些问题，遭受了魔鬼的攻击的时候，我们又可以用神的话来抵挡啊。
When we encounter attacks by Satan, then we can deflect them with using the words of God.
就好像你的家有铜门铁栓一样。
It's as if the door and the bolts to our home is made of bronze and iron.
所以我们常常读圣经，常常读神的话语，神的话语在我们的心中做主的时候，你就可以发现到你生活在这个世上很安稳了。
If we often read the word of God and they reside in our heart, then we will live very securely in this world.
虽然有时候遭遇到很多的很大的困难。
Even though we may encounter large tribulations,
但是有神的话在你的心中。
But with the words of God dwelling in us,
神借着他的话语来引导我们，让我们能够了解怎么去面对这个问题。
God's word will guide us and help us resolve our issues.
像这些问题我都经历过了。
And I have encountered this personally myself.
我太太生病的时候，有一段声音就呼出来。
When my wife was extremely sick, there was a passage that surfaced.
Daniel 发生车祸的时候，一节圣经就呼出来。
When my son had an auto accident, also a passage surfaced.
我家的孩子发生了问题的时候，圣经节就浮出来。
And every time I had any kind of tribulation, a Bible passage will emerge.
后来我看到圣经节，我就知道要怎么做。
So once I am reminded of those passages, I knew what to do next.
才能够体会到那个铁，你那个你好像是用铁，好，你的门是用铜用铁做的。
So in
门栓是用铁用铜做的。
In this way, you will experience the house of the gates being made of iron and bronze.
我们不是怕困难。
We are not afraid of danger, problems.
我们是怕的是有困难不知道怎么解决。
We are afraid of when we encounter problems, we don't know how to resolve it.
但是我们有神的话语。
But with the words of God.
就好像我们的门是用有铜门铁栓那个用铜用铁做的一样。
It would be as if the bolts and all gates are made of iron and bronze.
安稳。
Very safe.
没有惧怕。
Very secure without fear.
这个是福气啊。
And this is considered blessing.
这个是我们要去努力去追求的。
What we need to strive after.
哦，所以他在这里讲说，你们的门栓是用铜是铁做的，这个意思在这里啊。
And this is what it means to have the bolts and our gates made of iron and bronze.
所以我们要常常读圣经啊。
We have to often read the scriptures.
教会就在不断的每次在聚完会都讲说，这一个礼拜是哪里读到哪里，你就要去读啊。
And every week The announcement will remind you we have to read from which passage to another passage. You must follow likewise.
因为你有读神的话语，你就会发现到你在走在路上就不会走错路，也不会碰到黑暗了。
Because with the words of God, then we will find ourselves no longer be afraid of the dark and know which path to take.
因为神的话，神的道是我们脚前的灯，路上的光啊。
Because the words of God is the lamp to our feet and light to our path.
敌人要攻打我们，他的恶计谋一眼，我们一看就能够明白呀。
When Satan attacks us, then we can see very clearly.
好，第五个福气。
Fifth blessing.
第五个福气说，你的日子如何，你的力量也如何。
And your strength will equal your days.
这一段话以前我在台湾的时候，在电视里面有看到。
I read this and I heard about this on TV in Taiwan.
他的那个讲了好多的故事到最后，他都把这个圣经的话就打到上面，就说你的日子如何，你的力量也如何。
And after many telling many stories, they quoted this verse: "Your strength will equal your days."
那这一句话，你的日子如何，你的力量也如何。这一句话是什么意思
？What does it mean?
这个意思就是过着一个交托的生活。
He means to live a life of entrusting.
你的日子，日子，英文圣经应该是复数，就说我们的日子是不断的增加。
Our days are plural form.
啊，那你的力量也不断的在增加。
Means that our days and our strength continue.
这个力量还另外一个解释法就是安宁或者是安息呀。
Another interpretation of strength is to be safe and secure.
那我们今天我们的生活日子多长？那么神给我们的力量有多少力量，让我们能够一个安宁的生活
？And God will strengthen us every day of our life, such that we will live in peace and harmony.
啊，所以在这里面，我们就可以深深的体会到这一种交托，我们能够交托给神，那神会引导我们，带领我们。
From here, we can infer that when we entrust our life to God, God will guide our path.
过着一个信靠跟交托。
So we live a life of entrusting.
来过那个平安喜乐的生活。
To live a peaceful and joyful life.
这个就是摩西祝福亚瑟的五种福气。
These are the five blessings Moses pronounced to Asher.
虽然我们也像世人一样去追求那五福临门。
And even though we are like the worldly people pursuing for worldly blessings,
除了属肉方面在追求这方面，我们在属灵方面也好来追求这个属灵的这个五福临门。
Besides worldly blessings, we have to pursue even more of the spiritual blessings.
第一个就是世世代代。我们信仰能够传承下去。
First is to ensure that our faith will be passed on from generation to generation.
好像我们中国人所讲的寿一样，长寿一样。
Just like enjoying a long life.
第二个，兄弟能够和好，能够从友爱得到这种福气。
The second is to live in harmony with brothers.
就好像五福临门里面的那个修好德一样。
And being favored by all.
啊，然后呢，圣灵的恩膏就是。我们的他的脚站在油田里面，我们的生活里面，让圣灵来引导我们，让圣灵来充满我们。
And third, to be anointed by the Holy Spirit and guide us in each day of our life.
他们有产的很多，表示他生活很富足。
And they had abundant olive oil means they are very, they're very wealthy.
就是五福里面的富。
And this is the wealth.
啊，今天我们在属灵的方面，我们要让圣灵来充满我们，来圣灵引导我们，我们过了一个富足的属灵的生活。
And so to live a abundant spiritual life, we need to be filled by the Holy Spirit.
第四个，他说，你的门，你的门窗，门，门栓是用铜，是用铁做的。
Fourth blessing, bolt and gate made of iron and bronze.
啊，你的生活能够得到的安宁、安康、有保障。
And our life will be lived.We'll live in safety and security.
就好像中国人所讲的康，这个康宁安，心里很平安、很平静。
Means our heart is at peace. It's serene.
啊，第五个，你的日子如何，你的力量也如何。
And your strength will equal your days.
就说你的日子越增加，你的福气也就越增加。
Means that the more days you live, the more blessings you obtain.
跟我们中国人那个讲五福的那考中命、五代同堂的意思差不多啊。
And so these.Principles are very similar to Chinese blessings.
所以我有时候在看，像中国人的角度在看，在摩西在祝福的亚瑟的角度在看啊，然后我们从属灵的角度看，他们从物质的角度去看，哎，差不多。
And so you discover that whether it's Chinese culture or from a biblical perspective, all the blessings and the pursuit principally they're the same.
啊，希望我们这个五种福气啊，我们好好去追求了。
So let's all strive to pursue the five different type of blessings.
记得把握从星期三开始的我们的灵恩辅导大会。
And also seize the opportunity for the evangelical service we've been in on Wednesday.
在这个灵恩辅导大会的过程当中，我们好好的来追求五种福气。
That during this holy event, we can pursue hard for the five different types of blessing.
我们一起来唱诗。
Sing hymn.
236首。
236。
那是五种福气。
We spoke of five blessings today.
有些你已经得到。
Some you have already obtained.
有些你比较弱一点。
Some you're weaker at.
啊，得到的继续努力，再让它能够持久。
If you obtained it, pursue even further for greater abundance.
假使感觉到这一方面弱一点的话，我们要努力的去祷告，求主耶稣帮助我们，努力的去追求。
If you feel weak in any aspect, then you have to pray hard for Lord Jesus to bless it to us.
其实灵布大会这就是一个神师傅的一个宝贵的时间。
Spiritual evangelical services is a great opportunity for us to serve God.
这灵布大会就好像旧约时代的那个节期的意义是一样的。
This holy event is similar to the holy feast in the Old Testament.
在那个节期当中，你怎么去享受它？你怎么去得到的喜乐，得到的平安喜乐？
During those festivals, you think about how you can receive peace, joy, and blessing.
啊，所以盼望在下个礼拜，礼拜三开始，在这个时间，我们 好好的把握住，把它分别出来，来归给神。
So we hope that everyone will set aside your time beginning from Wednesday night to dedicate it to God.
借着这种五种福气的这种的教导，你去思想，在这灵会当中，我们怎么去得它。
And just think about the five blessings in which how we can pursue for it during this holy event.
所以为我们自己祷告，也为我们这次的灵布道大会的圣工来祷告。
Let's pray for ourselves as well as for the upcoming event.
也为教会的第二期的工程来祷告。
And pray for the second phase expansion.
也为那些软弱的弟兄姊妹，肉体软弱的弟兄姊妹，还有一些慕道朋友们来祷告。
And also pray for those who are feeling ill, spiritually or physically.
好，我们这一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.
我们祷告15分钟。
We'll pray for 15 minutes.